producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's like smooth FM, right? Smooth jazz. This is smooth talk on the... yes, Doug, you're a smooth talker. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, how do you do? Thinking about what's going on with you. It's Wednesday, the 2nd of December, and there are a lot of things, as usual, happening. There's always excitement in the world, always important things to talk about. There are the banal things. There are the predictable things. There are the political things. For example, the fact that Mayor Rahm Emanuel has fired the Chicago police superintendent. Does that fix the problem? Does that fix everything in Chicago? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken. Ken Kessler is here with me. Good day. So you want to comment that way, email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. So there are any number of these problems. When I say these problems, these race-related problems that exist in large communities, small communities, all over the country, there are these problems. And so how are we dealing with them, we, collectively? Because it is up to all of us. You know that I'm on a different kind of a kick. I've seen the light. Maybe you don't know that I'm really thinking about and focused on growing all of our awarenesses when it comes to how to work ourselves out of these same problems. Because these problems are all about anger and fear and what we do with our anger and our fear. And trust, there's a trust issue. We don't trust the people that we've hired, so why do we hire them? How did Mayor Rahm Emanuel become the mayor? What qualified him, other than he was a Chicago guy, he was part of Obama's inner circle, he went to Washington and politically learned how to maneuver, or actually knew before because he was involved in the Senate campaign. He was a community organizer, Kenny. I think more or less the same, cut out of the same cloth, although he comes from money, if I'm not mistaken. I think his family is fairly well-to-do, if I remember that part of it, but whatever. He is interested in power and control, and that's why he worked with Obama. That's why he wanted to be the mayor of Chicago, and whether he's qualified or not, I guess I would say at this point in time that he isn't qualified to be the mayor of Chicago. Who is? Apparently, he didn't think the police commissioner, Gary McCarthy, was, as a matter of fact, the right person for the job. So he's out, and the coldness of what happens in these circumstances, Chicago is out of control. Emanuel has done a horrible job managing one of our finest assets. The city of Chicago is one of the bright jewels of this country. It's a beautiful city. I don't know that I'd want to live there all the time, but it's wonderful in the spring, wonderful in the fall. But there are such great landmarks. It's just, it's a good feeling. I get a good feeling when I go to Chicago. But I don't get a good feeling about the way things have been handled there or in Baltimore or any other. No, look at the Cleveland situation. There is more mayhem and mess there. How do you fix that? The New York police, well, at least under the circumstances, they have Bratton, who's the only police commissioner in my mind, the only police chief in this country. Probably that's not true. But in a major city, he's the only one, I think, that has what it takes. Now we have two police officers in Cleveland involved in that shooting of that 12-year-old. Given statements to investigators, they say they thought the pellet gun he was carrying was a real gun. How long has it taken us to get to that point? So the mayor of Cleveland and the police officer, the police commissioner, they don't know what they're doing there either. And I think that's the case in so many cities. Baltimore, certainly. Speaking of Baltimore, I have reporter John Terrett to discuss the Freddie Gray trial, now that all those officers, I think there's six of them, that are going on trial. So what's the latest with that, and why should we pay attention to it, and what comes out of it at the end of the road? We'll find out in a matter of moments here, 13 past the hour on Good Day.
Few may know of Willie Woods and the Montford Point Marines, but this group of black Marines in World War II showed the nation their fighting spirit and led to the desegregation of the Corps.
The Montford Point Marines, it was set up more or less as an experiment. This is what opened up the Marine Corps.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy. But it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on the Montford Point Marines, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Get a plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
GEICO applauds your inner park ranger.
Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. GEICO also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These GEICO agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with Happy Place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Well, son, we did it. We opened our very own private storage IRA with the Gold Silver Group.
You mean the Gold and Silver IRA that you could store privately?
Yes. We called the Gold Silver Group, and they were great. They explained all our options. The Gold Silver Group has three simple steps that made it easy. They gave us the best prices, and now we have our IRA gold and silver in our hands. We even qualified for an extra $700 in free silver.
Okay, Dad, now you've got my attention.
You insure your house, the car, the kids, your health, and even the dog. Don't you think it's time to insure? Ensure your wealth?
Call 800-480-8719. Learn how easy it is to set up your own private storage IRA and how to qualify for up to $700 in free silver. Protect your portfolio. Diversify with gold and silver. Have your gold and silver IRA privately delivered to your door, fully insured. For the best service and best prices, call Gold Silver Group. 800-480-8719. 800-480-8719.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. John Terrett is a reporter for Al Jazeera. He covers domestic and international news. Been here with us before to talk about specifics of various news stories he's been covering. And he's in Baltimore, where jury selection began yesterday in the trial of the officers charged with the death of Freddie Gray. You remember he was in police custody, and his death has prompted rioting, protesting in a city where now there are hundreds of murders that are not being investigated because the police don't feel like they're being supported, so they're not doing their job. I know that's not the main story, John, but it is an ancillary story that's worth some time before we get to the beginning of the trial. I guess I would wonder whether there are people there calling for the police who aren't doing their job to be fired.
Well, I think it's a very real concern, actually, because we saw a very, very violent summer here in Baltimore, and the accusation was that the police were backing off, and of course this was true across the whole country. There's no proof of it, that's the thing. There's no actual proof, but you did see lots and lots of murders in the summer, way more than you see in the summer here anyway. And I know that the city is very concerned about violence surrounding these six trials that are coming up. The first one of William G. Porter starting yesterday. And the mayor, Stephanie Rollins-Blake, has said, look, don't judge us on the outcome of just one trial. Judge us on the outcome of all six trials that will last between now and March or April time, maybe even into June of next year. And the police are organizing themselves in squads because there were some protesters outside the courthouse yesterday chanting all night, all day, we will fight for Freddie Gray. They were there in the morning, they went away, they then came back when darkness fell.
All day, we will fight for Freddie Gray. That's what they were doing?
That's a chance. Black Lives Matter rally, which was outside yesterday. And the police will go and get them if they try to break away from the compound where they are and go and disturb the city, which, of course, they did at the height of the rioting in April. And they did do as well during the pre-trial arguments that have gone on in the same building.
So what you are monitoring this, what is going to satisfy the public?
Well, Baltimore, as you know, is a mostly African-American city, and certainly people here are looking for some kind of punishment to these six officers. Let me run through, just remind you quickly, William G. Porter was the officer who was not involved in the arrest of Freddie Gray last April, but was there. He was called in to check on him, and he's accused now of involuntary manslaughter, the lowest rung of manslaughter that you can get in our judicial system. Basically, a lack of duty of care towards Freddie Gray as he traveled in that police wagon. And also, it's alleged that when he asked for medical care or said that he felt discomfort, the officer here, William Porter, did not call the medics for another 24 minutes. Mm-hmm. Now, his defense is likely to be, look, there was a new seatbelt law in Baltimore where all suspects had to be strapped into the wagon, but it was new. It was not universally applied across the whole city, and some of those wagons didn't even have seat belts. And they're also going to say, rather controversially, that they think Freddie Gray contributed to his own death by being violent and aggressive in the back of that police wagon. And there is also a witness coming along to say that he was in the wagon and he actually can stand that up. But by far and away, the most interesting thing, just reasonably briefly, is what the judge, Barry Williams, did yesterday. He said that the trial will begin by later this week. It will end by December 17, no later, he said. And he really asked the jurors, of which there were 75, three key questions. Number one, have you heard of this case? Number two, are you aware of the civil settlement? Did you hear about the curfew? And nobody stood up, so we assume from that that everybody knows about the case. Everyone's very familiar. And that's making it difficult to pick a jury, which is why they stayed very late last night and they're coming back today as well.
What I find interesting is that of the 75, group of potential jurors, the judge was told that either they or their immediate family had been a victim of crime, investigated for being involved in a crime, charged or incarcerated.
That's right. Well, I've got the numbers here for you. 12 people have family members who serve with law enforcement, so that might rule them out.
Right.
37 of the 75 said they've either been arrested or been a victim of crime or had charges pending against them. 37. And 26 said they had strong feelings about the charges against Officer Porter and the others, and indeed police misconduct. And that wouldn't matter particularly in almost any other case, but the reason it matters here, particularly the question about, you know, whether you have in any way been a victim of crime and that sort of stuff, and what you would think about testimony from a police officer in a uniform, that was another question. Mm-hmm. The reason that matters, of course, is because we think that the vast majority of witnesses in this case, when the trial starts properly, are going to be from law enforcement.
Wow. The fact that the law enforcement officers are not doing their job there, what an indictment of the management of the city, frankly, and the psyche of the city, much as anything else. All right, so we'll maybe check in with you from time to time, John. Thank you. Interesting to hear your perspective or what the facts are in this case as it goes to trial. John Terra is with the Freddie Gray trial in Baltimore here on the Good Day program, 21 after the hour.
With With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're all I want for Christmas.
Very cool.
All I want.
You're all I want for Christmas is music from our first Christmas music star of the day. From now until Christmas Eve, every day at this time, we're going to have on a Christmas singer, a crooner in this case, because Russ Lorenzen is with us. He's identified in San Francisco as their favorite crooner, established a reputation of one of the leading interpreters of jazz standards out there, sound and approach that place him at the intersection of Broadway, jazz music, pop music. He's got a new album called In the Holiday Spirit. Russ Lorenzen, welcome to Good Day.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Nice to have you on board. How'd you get started singing? Where were you first when you decided, hey, I got a good voice, I'm going to sing for my supper?
Oh, my gosh. I've been with a child actor, did a lot of theater and that sort of thing. I started at 7 years old, as most kids do, doing the school plays and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Conducted, sang through college, that sort of thing. And then finally decided I hated dancing in the theater, and cabaret and jazz was a great way to never have to do it again.
Did you have a formal music training, or did you just pick it up?
No, I did. So as I got into high school, of course, I started studying voice, and in college I was a voice major. Gave most of that up to have a real day job, to pay the bills and that sort of thing. But
you sound like a young guy. How old are you?
Well, aren't you sweet? I'm man of mature years. I am 52 at this point. Yeah,
another one would be 52. That's young.
Yeah, that's young.
But you do sound younger than that. Where'd you go to school?
I grew up in San Diego, so I went to high school there and college, San Diego State, as a voice
major.
So
it wasn't a music school, but you get a good music education at a state college like that.
Exactly. Yeah. San Diego State's music program is fantastic.
All right, so let's see if we can highlight some of these tunes in the time that we have.
Sure.
First one, You're All I Want for Christmas, is from this new album, Holiday Spirit. The other one, our next one, we have three. It's Christmas Time All Over the World. This is with San Francisco Boys Chorus.
And the language is strange. This appeal we feel is real in Holland or Hong Kong. Yes, it's Christmas time all over the world, places near and far. And so, my friends, wherever you are,
okay, I'm going to observation here.
Sure.
I am impressed with the campiness of your sound. That is a compliment, because there's not a lot of people that would go out in the world today and make something of this kind of a sound. It's refreshing, frankly. I like it.
Well, thanks. You know, that we set out when I sat down and started putting the music together and sitting down with my musical director and plotting charts and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
For everybody that was involved with the album, I said we have one thing to keep in mind. It's Christmas 1959. So if you like Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby and Bobby Darin and all of those kind of classic crooner Christmas albums, that's the album we want to make.
All right, let's, with the moments that we have remaining here, we have Russ Lorenzen. His website is RussLorenzen.com. Let me be the first to wish you Merry Christmas. How do we get this wonderful music, Russ?
Well, you just said it. RussLorenzen.com is the easy way. You can also do it through iTunes, Amazon, or anywhere that fine music is sold.
We have to get you enough money so you can buy some more Tiffin glass.
Right, exactly.
All right, let me be the first to wish you Merry Christmas. Let me or us be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas. You're going to bring a lot of people a smile, and the pleasant sound that you have put together here is something refreshing. Congratulations. Good luck with this and other things that are going on in your career. Russ, how do you correctly pronounce Lorenzen, right?
Lorenzen. Yeah.
Lorenzen. Okay, RussLorenzen.com. Check out the new album, In the Holiday Spirit. Russ, thank you very much. And just, again, good luck. Thank you for being here. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. This holiday season, consumers are increasingly relying on smartphones to make their lives easier. The second annual Bank of America Trends in Consumer Mobility report found nearly 2 in 5 Americans shop for goods and services on their mobile device, with more than half of millennials doing so. Shoppers are also considering using their smartphones in store, as more than 1/3 say they would or have already used their smartphone to make a purchase at checkout. Mobile is also top of mind for gifting and tipping. 56% of respondents would consider paying someone using person-to-person payments via a mobile banking app, including family, friends, and household helpers. Michelle Moore, Head of Digital Banking, Bank of America.
Mobile is rapidly changing the way we shop for goods and services. It's important for us to provide our customers with convenient offerings that help simplify their financial lives, especially during the rush of the holiday season.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Understanding and hearing is good. Need a receptor, you need a giver and a receiver in order for conversation to work. On this good day or any good day, on this program, any conversation, an adult conversation is kind of what we're all about most of the time. Excuse me. Did I just say that? We have fun here on this program. After all, program airs 6 hours a day. There are serious things to talk about every day, and there are fun things that are going on in the world, just kind of foolish things as well, like this fellow in Arizona who was arrested after attempting to pick up his girlfriend from jail in a stolen car. That didn't work too well for him. People are amazing. There they are. People, you think everybody's intelligent or smart? Many people don't have a clue, as it were. All right, so let's see what we can clue you into. Kenny and I are here to go in depth into the latest shenanigans with Daesh. Am I pronouncing that? I always wonder. I hear it pronounced three or four different ways. D-A-E-C. It's D-A-E-I, isn't it? C-H? D-A-E. Yeah, whatever. The bad guys in the Middle East. The bad guys. Our defense secretary, Mr. Ashton Carter, told Congress yesterday the U.S. would establish a special operations targeting force, moving them to Iraq as part of the intensified military effort to fight the bad guys. Had a good idea? What do you think? 888-302-3684. This hour of the program is aired on American Forces Radio. So I wonder, always, when I get into these conversations, what people who are in service to our country, in uniform, stationed here, there, or wherever, what do you think about this sort of a move? What do you think about any of these military moves? What works? What doesn't? Do these people have a clue? Is Ashton Carter really knowledgeable about how to make all of this stuff work? This force, according to his description, would conduct raids, free hostages, gather intelligence, and capture leaders in both Iraq and Syria who are the bad guys. Part of the broader role for our special operations forces that the defense secretary said would occur in the wake of the raid in October where special operations forces helped free those hostages. Remember that in northern Iraq? That same raid, by the way, resulted in the death of a soldier, first American fatality to die there since mid-2014. How many people were all worked up about that? Special U.S. Operations Forces are at this moment operating inside of Iraq. They are in an advise and assist role with the forces there, but they have not been engaged in any of the raids. American forces that participated in the October rescue were accompanied by Kurdish forces, and then they got involved in the fight. So the troops are in Syria. They're going to do certain things, other things they're not going to do. It's just more nonsense from the military-industrial complex, which runs the Defense Department, runs the military. It's all about money. They make money. They don't care about whether soldiers get put in harm's way. They don't care about who gets killed. They care about making money. That's it. You can say that's a harsh, cruel thing to say, but that's what I feel. What's it based on? The reaction of my intellect to looking back to what Eisenhower said about the military-industrial complex and all of the phony wars, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, the only war that really has taken place in my lifetime, because I was born after World War II was over, the only war that we really did something worthwhile was Desert Storm, where we kicked Saddam's butt out of Kuwait and made a statement that I thought was quite profound, and the reason for the war was intellectually, it was the thinking was intellectually sound. And so what we did there was righteous, was good, was a true effort that worked well for us and for the Iraqis, and so then at the end, why didn't we go get Saddam Hussein? That was always the question, and maybe that'll always be the question, because you're not going to do anything. Saddam's gonzo. But in getting them out of Kuwait and getting involved there, we got into a deeper hole. And because George Bush the father didn't get rid of Saddam Hussein, little Georgie thought it was his way of showing that he had a bigger pencil than his father, and so here we go at the cost of tens of thousands of lives, Americans, Iraqis. We accomplished zero. As a matter of fact, there's a negative, there's a deficit from the Iraq War. Hello, shows up right here, right now, with Daesh. So we're once again getting bogged down in something with the strategy, whether it's thought out or not. You know, these people, again, where they come from, what their thinking is, the advice that comes from a lot of these think tanks where they're a director. Remember, the think tanks are 501c3s. The think tanks are nonprofits. So they require support from outside sources because they don't have government support that runs them, or do they? Follow the trail. Follow the money. These 501c3s, if you look at the charitable donations that run most of them, you will find, depending on their focus, in the case of the think tanks that advise the Pentagon, the money that comes from various sources, most of them are military. Most of them are the big businesses that benefit from us being at war. The armament makers, the plane makers, the ship builders, all these people, they do a couple of things with some of their profits, cost of business. One, giving to the 501c3s that are making the policy and giving to the politicians who are on the committees that vote on the budgets. And in the budget is enough money to pay these people, and in their budgets is money to pay off the or buy influence and the in the think tanks, and also to buy influence with the congressmen and senators. So you and I dummies that we are paying for all of this. Now you can say, oh, that's good business. A lot of good jobs are there. Yep. But what does it contribute to the future of the planet? What does it contribute to the health and well-being of your children and your grandchildren? Ever think about it that way? That may be a way for you to think about it. As we send 3,500 men over to Iraq again, men and women who put their lives on the line in harm's way, and for what? What are we getting out of all of this? Patrick Poole, an update in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for...
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
To become more mentally aware. Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My business needs to get a leg up on the competition and end the year strong.
Well, Staples can print anything you need to promote your business, from banners to brochures to business cards.
Yes! My logo will be everywhere. I can't wait to see my competitors choke on it.
That's the holiday spirit.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen. 5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See Staples.com for details.
All right, we have 45 and change past the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Patrick Poole is the National Security and Terrorism Correspondent for PJMedia.com. He's been writing on what's going on in Syria. And the suggestion here, Patrick, as I read, not necessarily even between the lines, is that you think this is the way a world war begins, going back to World War I and Archduke Ferdinand, and that was almost an individual trigger. Certainly the situation that existed with sort of minor players before World War II. But give us a little bit more about your thinking here. Is it the Russians and the Turks shooting at each other now because of the Russian flyover? So many planes on top. It's almost like if you look up at the sky, you've got them stacked up over there. Is that it?
Well, certainly that's the case. I mean, it's an active war zone, and you basically have everybody with their finger in the pie. But in this case, we see that Turkey, which is a NATO member, shooting down a Russian aircraft last week, an Su-24, that had crossed into its airspace for about 17 seconds, is honestly a measure that's out of bounds, and certainly the Russians have taken it as a pretext for escalation. You know, so here we are, we've got Turkey, which honestly is not a stable state. I mean, it's run by hardcore Islamists that a lot of evidence are indicating that they've been supporting and arming a lot of the jihadist knuckleheads in Syria, and we may get drawn in because of our NATO obligations. If Turkey invokes Article 5 of the NATO treaty, then suddenly we're in direct conflict with the Russians. And honestly, I'm not sure that any of our policymakers have even thought any of this out.
Patrick, do you know whether or not the Turks informed the members of the European alliance, that is NATO, that they were going to, I mean, as the problem was going on, did anybody else know it, or it all happened so quickly they just did it, and is there an argument that they acted too hastily?
Well, I think it's clear they acted hastily. They didn't, you know, again, this incident lasted only 17 seconds. So, you know, there wasn't time for notifications. This had been going on for a while, these confrontations between the Turks and the Russians, because they find themselves on different sides of the Syrian conflict. Russia is backing the Assad regime. Turkey is backing the Sunni, primarily Sunni rebels in Syria. So, I mean, there's been this escalation going on here for a number of months.
All right. Now, excuse me, you also have found evidence that U.S. weaponry is being used against the Russians, and that will cause concern. I mean, I don't understand that so much, because there are basically four countries that manufacture most of the weaponry: U.S., Russia, China, and I don't even know who the, I think a lot of stuff comes out of Switzerland, actually, these days, in Germany. But anyway, not Germany, but Switzerland. Anyway, so even though there are only a few places where the ordnance is made, the Russians say, well, this the plane that was used from Turkey to shoot us down was an American-made plane, so therefore you're at fault as much as the Turks. I mean, how do you think that true?
Well, Turkey, because they are a NATO member, uses U.S. weapons platforms. But in this specific case, what we have video evidence of, as I reported to BJ Media, was that when the plane got shot down, the Russians, the plane crashed in Syria, not in Turkey. And there's a lot of evidence that the plane was shot down in Syrian airspace, not Turkish airspace, which again is gets more to the fault on our NATO ally Turkey's side. Is we have the video of them using a U.S. CIA provided tow missile to destroy one of the rescue helicopters that was searching for the Russian pilots, and they as part of their agreement with the Obama administration, the rebel groups that receive these U.S. tow missiles have to videotape it. And in fact, in the video, you can actually see the serial number on the frame. So, I mean, there's no doubt that they're using U.S. weapons. And you know, again, these are the kinds of things that end up leading to world wars, and their actions that the United States itself don't necessarily want to take, but because of our treaty obligations with Turkey, we may end up getting into this armed confrontation with Russia without anybody really planning it out or thinking it out.
Unintended consequences of a lot of these agreements. PJMedia.com is where you find columnist Patrick Poole. Thank you, Patrick, for joining us with that. This is more evidence that we need to have a more spiritual base to the way we think. This kind of stuff is what I was talking about, Richie. This sort of thing is just, it's almost inescapable in our world. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Final old-fashioned family Christmas by heading out into the country in the old front-wheel drive sleigh to embrace the frosty majesty of the winter landscape and select that most important of Christmas symbols.
We're not driving all the way out here so you can get one of those stupid ties with the Santa Clauses on it, are we, Dad?
No, I have one of those at home. What we're looking for today is the Griswold family Christmas tree.
Staples from Christmas Vacay.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. Done we now our gay apparel,
fa la 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 la.
Hey, did you try Carol, fa la 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 la. Take it, Russ. Fa la 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 la.
I never saw it. I saw bits and pieces of this movie. I thought it was
so good.
Silly, and I've said that before. But
oh my God, it's the greatest movie ever.
Everybody
loved it. Great one, Caddyshack. Blues Brothers.
This is a full-blown four-alarm holiday emergency here. We're going to press on, and we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap dance with Danny Kaye.
Danny Kaye.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, thanks to Mavis Staples for getting us going with movie music. And for the renewal in our mind of the big Christmas movie from 1989. That year, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation took it all. And as we're in Movie Moments, Chuck Curry is here with us, expert on videos and DVDs, movies. He's our man. If he hasn't seen it, nobody has. He's going to, well, we're going to review some of the box office totals from this past weekend and the movies that had made it big coming right up here on Good Day.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-471-1503. That's 1-800-471-1503. 1-800-471-1503. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Chuck Curry.
Get details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health insurance company and other factors not available in all states.
All right. Chuck is here. At 56 past the hour, I noticed something. There's no way of promoting the Star Wars movie that hasn't been thought of. There are now Star Wars Band-Aids. Did you know that? Johnson & Johnson is making Band-Aids with characters like Yoda and some of the other... I didn't realize they had done this, but the
Band-Aids cover every color character.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Good. It's funny that you said that because we were in a big department store the other day and they had Star Wars characters on cars, like toy cars.
Really?
And I said to my wife, I said, what does, you know, Han Solo on a car have to do with Star Wars? I mean, it makes no sense.
Nothing.
But they'll put it on anything. You know, speaking of Star Wars, Steven Spielberg already said he's seen Star Wars The Force Awakens 3 times and thinks it'll be the biggest movie of all time.
Did he have anything to do with it?
A fellow director would say that. No, he didn't. But obviously, you know, he's very good friends with George Lucas, who had no creative control of this film whatsoever, though.
Yeah. Interesting, isn't it?
I keep waiting for the announcement when people are going to start sleeping outside movie theaters.
Pretty soon.
See it. Yeah.
All right, so I went to see Creed and thought it was a superb effort on the part. I don't know this Michael B. Jordan, and I didn't care about boxing, but I wanted to see Stallone play Rocky again.
He started in All My Children, actually.
He did.
Michael B. Jordan, he played
Rocky. Yeah, I remember watching him. Yep. He did.
Yeah, well, he was okay, I guess, but I thought that Stallone was, he had the movie. It was very worthwhile, frankly. Anybody who hasn't seen it, you got any interest in Stallone, go see that movie.
Everybody I know that has seen the film that likes Rocky feels it's a very emotional experience.
Yeah.
Really likes the movie a lot.
Yep.
And I did, too.
So. I was sort of surprised the Julia Roberts movie didn't do better. Were you?
I thought it would do a little better than it did. You know, interesting, a lot of these films that... a lot of movies that would have did very well in the late 80s, 90s... It really doesn't do much box office now. Like I said, really the business has turned into roller coaster attractions of big, gigantic, expensive studio films, mm-hmm. and a lot of this stuff.
What are those of us who want to see stuff like that? Whether I don't know about the kidnapping thing that she's in, but the Rocky story or some of these other stories, they're just good stories.
They're out there. They're just not as prevalent or don't do as well at the box office, but they're out there.
Yeah. All right.
I went to see that movie, The Room. I thought it was good, but it's very dark.
The Room, yeah, we don't like dark movies. 59 after a good day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.